This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to look at crop and feed outlook for 2022. Certainly, we've been on a roller coaster ride, Bill, with our corn prices. Typically, the University of Illinois projects prices for the remainder of 2021 at $5.45 a bushel. It's almost like you remember back when you could buy corn at $3 a bushel. So certainly corn prices are going to stay modestly high. They are projecting in 2022 that price will drop down to $4.50 a bushel. Of course, that all depends a great deal on growing conditions. Soybeans have followed corn in the same matter. Right now, we are looking at, for the rest of 2021, $12.90 a bushel and projecting $12 soybeans in 2022. Of course, soybean meal tracks very closely to the price of soybeans. Right now, we're looking at $340 a ton for soybeans, depending where you live in the United States. And, of course, we expect that will drop a bit also if soybeans drop a bit in 2022. Alfalfa continues to be quite expensive. Typical price, $225 a ton for the average alfalfa price, and with premium alfalfa as high as $240 a ton. Unfortunately, canola is not a good buy right now because Canada suffered some dry conditions and they're exporting about 17% less canola meal this year out of Canada because of the drought, and wheat also really hammered the Dakotas and parts of the northwestern parts of the United States and, of course, Canada. For example, in North Dakota's average yield was 33.5 bushels. That's down 32%. State of Washington averaged 30 bushels per acre. That's down 51%. And, of course, here sits Illinois averaging 79 bushels. We had a good year here, not a record year. We were down 1% in terms of yield per acre, but certainly you can see a tremendous range in productivity on wheat. Of course, wheat competes with corn as far as a energy source for both humans and livestock. Byproduct feeds tend to follow the grain trends much, so corn byproducts still remain a good buy, but not nearly good buy that we had a couple of years ago as well. And finally, Bill, we've got fertilizer, and fertilizer is really going up. Our farmers are noting that right now. For example, anhydrous ammonia was a year ago $432 a ton, right now $1,135 a ton. Potash, used for alfalfa, $327 a ton, now $776 a ton, up 137%. So certainly these are going to be some challenging inputs when we look at our cropping season coming on here as well. So what are we going to do? Well, here's what we're hearing a little bit about. A number of farmers don't have as much forage, especially in the western parts of the United States due to the dry conditions. So they have low forage inventory. And so the point is, let's determine exactly where we are and what we need right now. If you're going to go to a low forage diet, then you're going to want to reduce the amount of starch and increase the NDF to maintain good rumen health. We all hear about Christmas corn silage. For our listeners, that simply means that corn silage harvests this fall. Hopefully, we don't have to feed that until after Christmas because it gets better. The starch improves in digestibility with time. And, of course, that applies to high-moisture corn as well. And the final one is mold risk. And there are some mold risks, especially when it gets wet during the harvesting season like we have here. We're seeing some of that in New York State. We're seeing it up in Canada as well, and there's going to be some discounts on that corn as well. So our take-home messages for today's program is plan ahead, do some testing to be sure you know where your forage qualities are, and be aware of any of the potential mycotoxin risks. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
The highest rate of inflation in the general economy in over 30 years. That's what this week's Consumer Price Index shows. It says from October 2020 to October 2021, prices for goods and services went up 6.2%, and grocery store food prices were not far behind that.
So food at home prices increased 5.4% from October 2020 to October 2021.
USDA economist Carolyn Chelius says last month alone, food prices rose a little more than 1%.
Some of the largest increases were for pork. Pork prices increased 2.2%. Beef and veal prices increased 1.9%.
And when you look at what's happened to beef prices over the last 12 months, beef last month costing an average 20% more than it did in October a year ago. Pork 14% more. Chelia says one big reason for these higher prices?
Really high demand.
And she says,
it looks like prices are going to continue to be high.
USDA issues a new forecast November 23rd. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
A reminder for archive programs, simply head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.